Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Aren't you glad that we have some truth? But not only glad that we've got truth, we've got Gospel Truth. Don't you love that name, Gospel? It means good news, God's good news from heaven about himself in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's lots of great truths in the Bible, but we need to know what primarily we've got to believe so that we could become right before God. Now, there's a lot of truths, good truths. Take, for example, the second coming of the Lord. Hope you believe in that. I do. It's taught in the Bible, but, you know, there's a lot of non-Christians who believe that the Lord is going to come back. And just believing that the Lord is going to come back will not get you right standing before God. Now, we believe that the Bible teaches that after the resurrection and Christ's period of time on earth, he ascended into heaven and he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And that's a wonderful truth. But believing in that is not going to get you right with God. We believe the Holy Spirit has been sent to earth as the substitute for Jesus Christ, and that he's actively seeking a bride for the wonderful Son of God. And yet believing in the ministry of the Holy Spirit will not produce right standing before the Almighty. Now, faith looks at the resurrection and sees in the resurrection the proof that Christ Jesus satisfied the justice of God. Romans 4:25 tells us that he was raised again for our justification as the evidence of it, and faith sees that. But, hello, the resurrection is a proof of our justification. It is not the ground of our justification. So, what do we need then in order to be saved? What we need is faith in the Christ who was crucified. You know, it's not merely enough to assent to the fact that he died. We must be possessed by a faith in his death, in his person. What we need is a faith that Christ died as our substitute, our wrath offering, our sin offering, who removed the wrath of the all-holy God. But more than that, the faith that justifies us grasps also that Christ Jesus is now our righteousness. Faith sees that no other righteousness than Christ's is necessary for acceptance in heaven, and that no other righteousness is requested. Aye, none requested and none other required. Faith will always bring us back to the Christ of the cross as the ground of our justification. What about you, my friend? What are you trusting in to get to heaven? Are you trusting in the fact that you had an experience of God? Oh, don't trust that. Christ Jesus is now our righteousness. No other righteousness than Christ's is necessary for acceptance in heaven. Trust in that which God has accomplished and finished for you in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.